to our sons, brothers, and sisters still on pilgrimage amid the dangers and difficulties of life. There's only one real danger in our lives, only one. It's not a threat to our earthly life of the body. Only one danger, the threat to the life of our souls. Mary continues exercising her deep motherly care for all of us. I cannot tell you how priceless a practice it is for all of us to cultivate a sincere, childlike devotion to Our Lady. Am I saying the rosary every day? Pardon me. I want none of you. I mean it. None of you. To ever go to bed at night. I'll ask my guardian angel to keep you awake. Unless you've said your rosary for the day. Remember, our underlying theme for the retreat is the apostolate. How many times over the telephone with people of all kinds of trials? Let's say the Hail Mary together. I wasn't quite hearing. Even my ears were better than they are now. Turn them on full volume. Cultivate devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I promise you, you will bring many souls to her divine Son. One closing statement. The lay apostolate implies a strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin and entrusting oneself and those whom God places into my life to her motherly care. How often do I make an aspiration to Our Lady? Do I know me memorare my heart? Do I know that Hail Holy Queen, my heart? If you don't, please, don't leave these grounds on Sunday until you have memorized some of those basic prayers to Our Lady. Cut away the habit. It sounds strange to you. First of all, never leave the house without the rosary on your person. And I recommend having an extra rosary on hand. Share it with another person. And not only with Catholics. I can assure you, Our Lady continues working miracles through those who believe that she is the Mother of God. Mary, our Mother, obtain for us something of your own deep maternal solicitude for so many souls drifting in darkness and not knowing where to turn. Obtain from Jesus the grace we need to follow your example of bringing everyone who life we touch closer to your Son. Because, dear Mother, we came into this world through the grace which Jesus won for us by his death on the cross. But we need your help to reach that heavenly home where you and he are waiting for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If there are any people that I miss or don't have enough time for the conferences, I've said this before, don't hesitate to impose on my time. Even when it's free time, I'm here to be of service.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us
every
blessed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.